This is the loving kindness meditation. To begin, find a position that is comfortable for you, allowing your body to be completely at ease, beginning by just loosening any tension in the body, allowing any tightness in your body to release, softening your belly, gently releasing any tension in your arms, shoulders, your face, relaxing your jaw, maybe taking a moment to connect with your intention, your reason for being here and engaging in this practice. Feeling your body on the floor or in a chair, noticing the solidity and stability of the ground beneath you, allowing your body to release into the chair or the ground, and experiencing a feeling of safety here in this moment, allowing the ground to support you. Now, bring to mind someone you know personally or know of who is easy to love and toward whom you naturally have feelings of friendliness and caring. This may be a friend, a child, a grandchild, or a grandparent, or it could be a spiritual guide or even a pet. It is best to not pick someone with whom you've had a conflict or to whom you are romantically involved, but rather just someone toward who you feel an easy warmth and friendliness. Maybe someone who makes you naturally smile just by thinking about him or her. If you'd like, you can imagine this person or being sitting next to you by your side or in front of you. And if you're unable to picture this person, just allow yourself to focus on the feeling, the sensations you may experience in the presence of this being. Take a few minutes to pay attention to how you feel, sensing where in your body you experience feelings of compassion and caring. This may be in the center of your chest where your heart is, or in your stomach, or the face. Wherever you feel the experience of caring or kindness in the body, with each breath, allow this area to soften. If you have trouble sensing this or finding the area where these feelings might be centered, that's okay. Just keep your focus on this general area of your heart and notice what, if anything, you can sense there throughout this exercise. Now, if it feels comfortable to you, send this being well wishes. We often use the following, repeating them quietly in our minds. May you be safe and protected. May you find true happiness. May you be at peace. May you live with ease. May you be safe and protected. May you find true happiness. May you be at peace. May you live with ease. And you can continue to use these well wishes, or you can create your own. Whatever feels most genuine to you. Continue to repeat them to yourself for the next few moments. May you be safe and protected. May you find true happiness. May you be at peace. May you live with ease. May you be safe and protected. May you find true happiness. May you be at peace. May you live with ease. The idea is not to make anything specific happen. We are simply sending well wishes, the way you might wish someone a safe journey or a good day. And if you find yourself having thoughts like this isn't working or this is silly, just noticing these thoughts and gently guiding your attention back to the exercise. And if you feel yourself feeling frustrated or irritated, just bringing your attention to that experience and remembering that you can always bring your attention back to simply sensing the area where your heart is. Reminding yourself that there is nothing in particular that you are supposed to feel when you do this practice. Just allowing your experience to be your experience. If you would like, take a few more moments to send these well wishes to this person in your life. Now, imagine this person is sending the same well wishes to you. May you be safe and protected. May you find true happiness. May you be at peace. May you live with ease. May you be safe and protected. May you find true happiness. May you be at peace. May you live with ease. May you be safe and protected. May you find true happiness. May you be at peace. May you live with ease. And if it feels comfortable, you may shift your attention now from this person to yourself and send yourself the well wishes. And if this doesn't feel right for you in this moment, you can continue having that person send you the well wishes or send it to them. May I be safe and protected. May I find true happiness. May I be at peace. May I live with ease. May I be safe and protected. May I find true happiness. May I be at peace. May I live with ease. May I be safe and protected. May I find true happiness. May I be at peace. May I live with ease. And with each of these wishes, taking a moment to feel that wish in your body and heart, consider, what does safe feel like? How does happy feel? So that you are able to connect with these wishes. May I be safe and protected. May I find true happiness. May I be at peace. May I live with ease. If it is easier, you may imagine yourself as a young child receiving these well wishes. If you find yourself having judging thoughts or thinking about the exercise, just noticing these thoughts and guiding your attention back to the phrases. If you notice any resistance or anxiety, as best you can, allowing that resistance to soften. Seeing instead if you can have compassion for your experiences, just as they are. Continuing to experiment with this on your own for a few more moments, determining what is the best option for you right now in this moment. I invite you to continue sending yourself well wishes in whatever way makes the most sense for you, or sending these well wishes to the person that you love and care about. Knowing if you change the words or need to use different words, that is perfectly fine. Taking a moment now to bring your awareness to your physical body, any physical sensations you're experiencing now, whatever they may be, allowing them to be, knowing that you're not supposed to experience anything in particular right now. So just noticing what has come up. And breathing into that. Perhaps taking a few deep breaths. and then opening your eyes and coming back into the room whenever you are ready.